How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
We have a sad, sad story here. And this is, I don't want to like end the show on a negative, sad tone, but this is big news. This is, when I saw this go across the news wire, I get really worked my heart. Like, it's something we shouldn't ignore, and we're not going to ignore because it's sad, sad stuff. Even if it was sent to me in in a different file than I was used to, it's still sad, nonetheless. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I don't know, man.
Is that that lovely computer that
this, you know,
always?
It's sad.
Oh, yeah.
It's just. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I'm somber too. What makes you sad?
No, this story makes me sad.
It makes you sad?
Yeah, it does.
Why though?
You'll see.
I got it right here. Are we good? It's coming up on my screen.
Yeah. No, I mean it's this computer just stopped playing audio again.
Oh.
Do you want me to sing again?
No, it's fine. It's good.
I can warm up.
You want me to sing again?
No.
Ready?
We don't want that either.
I've got the story pulled up, but I don't see where there's any audio.
Yeah, just read the story.
Oh. No, okay.
I have audio for the...
That's true. Okay.
Dumbass.
I thought there was a video that you were trying to play.
Why does Jesus hate me? Why? Okay. Why?
Well, I have
the show's
a few
been going so fine, reasons. And it's just...
Look,
yeah.
If you're listening to the show,
you.
And you're
yeah.
rich,
mm-hmm.
okay, maybe you're dealing with something...
Well, calm down.
That apparently...
Why are you yelling at people? It's a sad story.
Look.
Jesus.
Sorry. I'm going to compose myself
yeah.
now.
No, it's good.
Okay. I mean, so, rich people.
By the way, the audio is in the shared file, right?
Yeah, man.
Saying. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's in the okay. So mm-hmm. yeah. People, rich countries. Apparently they're really, really lonely and they're dying AF.
Yes.
Because of loneliness.
And then why is this?
Well, sociologists
Jesus Christ.
Where's that? What's
have
that?
They're, you know, people that deal in social stuff.
Man.
Have long been warning about the dangers of increased isolation thanks to aging populations, scattered families, and cultures that promote the individual over the collective.
So
the
rich people are lonely.
Yes.
They have enough money to live the dream and live away from their family, and now they're dying from it.
That's the thing. Like, they have enough money, they don't really have to interact with the commoners and what have you.
Yep.
It's killing them.
They're dying
from depression.
I don't have any friends.
Well, there's a lot of reasons behind that, and it's got nothing to do with your wealth because you're poor AF.
Super poor.
Yeah. Why don't you have friends?
I don't know. I spend a lot of time at work, and I have a boyfriend now. So
he's your friend.
He is my friend. That's a good way to think of it.
Yeah.
Way to stay positive. Now back to being negative.
People like to make fun of first world problems, but this is a real first world problem. People are dying, Anna, because they're rich.
Wish I was rich.
And we're not, you know, these people aren't alone. I have first world problems. I work so hard to have a comfortable life, but I have daily problems that I have brought upon myself.
Me too.
And if you have first world problems, call us. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I'll tell you, yesterday I went through one of my favorite Dunkin' Donuts drive-thrus.
Yeah.
And they were doing construction on the drive-thru itself.
Oh no!
Don't tell me you.
No, I pulled up and I saw a sign on the drive-thru speaker box that said, "Currently working on this drive-thru."
So you had to park.
That's what they said. Please pull around front and walk in for your coffee.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Look, I haven't been right since. I drove away. I still had 45 minutes to get home, and I was thirsty because I was not going to park my Kia and walk my fat ass in there and let them see what I look like in full body because they've never seen me in full body. They just see my skinny face. They probably think I'm goddamn gorgeous, but I'm not. I am imperfect. I didn't get my coffee.
Just swallow your spit.
Whoa. I didn't get my coffee.
Yeah? I got one better.
Fine.
Here's mine.
I'm sure you're going to kill it.
So I was going to get gas the other day.
Yeah.
In my car.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I want to hear your first world problems.
Well, I pull up to a gas station in the area.
Before you pull out.
Nope. And all of the gas pumps.
Yeah.
We're full.
No.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Oh, man, I hate it when everybody can afford gas.
This is true. Left. But here's where...
They're probably all filling up.
Here's where it pissed me off.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Yeah. What happened?
I passed about four cars...
Oh, no.
...that were empty at these gas pumps.
What?
So these people parked what do you mean, at the
what
gas
do you,
pump.
What do you mean, these people? What kind of cars were they?
That is irrelevant right now.
I'm just saying.
This is my story.
Okay.
So
it's too long.
I had to sit and wait at a full gas station.
Huh?
Stupid USB.
Like we're waiting for the story to end?
Exactly. Because people are inconsiderate to see that there is a full gas station, but they're going to park at the pump to go in and do whatever the hell they want to do.
That's sad.
I had to wait for my gas.
I've got one.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What happened, Will? What is your first world problem, man?
I mean,
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
We'll do hugs.
It gets me emotional. Hugs. My mom, who loves me and cares about me more than anything in the world.
Those tears?
And just wants me to succeed, will not stop calling me to ask if I need anything, and it's driving me insane.
That's so gross, dude.
Insane.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Anna.
In the membrane.
Get the tissues out.
Oh, Jesus. Here. I got a whole roll of paper towels here.
It's like...
That's a max
pad. I just... always pick the wrong line at the grocery store. Check out.
You're also really bad at fake crying.
Yeah, that sounds wrong.
Sounds like you're pooping your pants right now.
It really does. You're dead inside.
Which is more of a third world problem.
Right. Well, I always think that I've picked the fastest line at the checkout.
No.
But then I look over.
Yeah.
And four people that got in line.
Oh, I hate that so much.
After me are now walking out of Winn-Dixie, and I gotta wait.
Yeah, and you got 19 yogurts
for this
and a carrot.
Oh. And his coupons.
Yeah.
His coupons.
Yes.
Cubans.
Sons of bitches.
Coupons.
Oh, sorry.
Coupons.
Coupons.
I gotcha.
And it's just really upsetting.
I 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Today, I was wondering how many pairs of shoes I still have. Because I moved a couple times in the last 4 years, and sometimes you lose things.
Yeah.
I am down right
like
now.
Wives.
I am down. They moved. I am right now. I am down to a scarce number. I only own 27 pairs of shoes.
Oh
right
my
now.
God!
How am I going to wear a different pair every day in a month?
I don't know.
I can't even make a full February.
I can't.
This is horrible.
Yep.
I don't even know if I can. The other day,
another one. Okay.
I was noticing all the change in my car and all the change in my house.
That's a problem.
I have so much loose change right now.
Yeah, me too.
It would take me 3 months to even cash it all in. Mm. I would have. I honestly.
Coinstar problems.
I may just throw it away. It might be easier.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah. That's a lot of lifting. I have so much change. I could feed a neighborhood. It is horrible.
Johnny, I have one as well. Too.
Okay.
Another one.
Dude, this is horrible.
I know. I feel your pain, man.
Yeah, I know. Dude, living in like a first world country is the worst.
It is. It's really hard. Like, for instance, you know, when I go to sleep at night on these warm summer evenings.
Oh, yeah.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm freezing because my air conditioner works too good.
I hate that, dude. I have to wrap myself in a comforter.
I know, too.
Yeah, it's like August.
That's too,
it's so chilly.
It's too cold in August. It's
breathing smoke. Speech impediment, John, do you have first world problems?
I totally do. I have houses in three different states and two different countries.
You have house fleas in three different states and two different countries?
Not house fleas.
I mean, if you have house fleas, that's okay, bro.
It's fine.
It happens to the best of us.
It's fine.
No fleas. But yeah, that's my first.
You own like five houses?
No, four. I have
four.
Work
harder, John. Work harder. Get that fifth one.
Countries.
Thanks for the call, pal.
Love you, brother.
Love you, man. It's a real deal, dude.
It's upsetting me.
It's gonna be all right, man.
So
we gotta take one more phone call, and then one more phone call, then we gotta wrap this show up. Abigail?
Yes, dear. How are you?
Hello, Abigail. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Abigail Cranston. I wanted to tell you, number one, I am 74 years old.
Yeah!
My daughter has put me onto your show. Normally, I listen to NPR.
Okay.
But I want to let you know something.
Yes.
It is very, very important. And am I on your program right now?
You're live right now, Abigail.
Wonderful. Then I'll watch my mouth because I like to use profanity as a way of expression, but I won't do that.
Thank you.
So do I, Abigail. We're soulmates.
Yeah, well, I don't quite know. I'm a lesbian, sweetheart.
Oh, my God.
I didn't
say we were going to bang. You're a 74-year-old lesbian, so you're like one of the first ones.
It's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, absolutely. I wouldn't necessarily say the first one. I've been many people's first one.
Yeah!
I love this lady.
Abigail! Abigail! Abigail!
I'm sorry.
It's the best.
Kill him. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I heard the chanting, and I was actually in several.
She thought she was back in Germany.
Being punked.
Yes, well, no, not necessarily Germany. However, I don't want to say that I'm a active member anymore. I'm a non-active member of the commas. Do you know what that
the
is?
The commas, like the high commas?
High commas.
No, actually, it's the commas. K-A-R-M-A-S.
Karma,
they originated in 1956, and what we did was we brought treachery on people that did wrong things to children. We did not believe in the legal justice system. Do you know that one time I don't want to frighten you, and I don't think I should even offend you. You're not a pedophile.
No.
You were
You don't know me.
You don't know that, Abigail.
Yeah, don't be blaming me for that.
In 1956, I stabbed a pedophile through his hand.
Oh, my God.
That's so Lord. Much.
Street
and
justice.
Yes, honey, it's wonderful.
Abigail, real quick, Abigail. Abigail. Do you like the show?
Absolutely. Your show is wonderful. It is bringing out the...
I'm so glad she's on our side.
We love you, Abigail. We got to go.
Abigail, we got to go.
Love you, Abigail.
Abigail. Yeah.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.